Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. We've got a lot to talk about. You know what? We saw that U.S.-China thing come in here this week, but I'm going to talk about what it means to you with your retirement funds and the things to think about and the lessons to learn from all this uncertainty that we have. But today, we have a special guest and a special topic. Now, we are continuing our travel series, but it's going to be a little bit different, okay? We have Sahara Rose DeVore. She's here. She is a travel coach, okay? She's solo traveled to 84 countries in the last 10 years, and she's the CEO and of the Travel Coach Network. Besides giving some wonderful travel tips, she's going to walk us through on how to become a travel coach. But just to give you a little background on Sahara, okay, besides being the founder and the CEO of the Travel Coach Network, which is a global community of travel coaches. Now, one thing I didn't tell you, she was a broke student, traveled to 84 countries, solo travel blazing, and basically by doing so, she's created her own travel industry and a new path to that one. She believes that travel planning is a lot more than just transaction. If you've done a little bit of traveling, you already know this. It led her created the first. Now, what is the ICF there, Sahara?
Yeah, it's International Coach Federation.
Okay, it's an accredited certificate program for travel coaches. Now, Sahara is a published author, global speaker, TEDx speaker. She's been over 200 media outlets. In fact, she was named the 2023's most influential woman in travel by Travel Pulse. And she's appeared on shows such as Perfect Pitch. She's been on Forbes, all sorts of places. We're just lucky to have you here, Sahara. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me. I'm excited to chat with you.
Yeah, you know what? We're more excited to talk with you. So tell me a little bit about your journey to becoming a travel coach. Because, you know what? Everybody loves to hear your story.
So I didn't actually grow up traveling. Our extent of traveling was to pack in the family van. I'm from Wisconsin, Milwaukee in particular, and we would drive from Wisconsin down to southern Texas and then over to Mexico, which is where my grandmother's family is from. And then same thing up to the French region of Canada, which is where my grandfather's family is from. But I was so young, I remember bits and pieces of that. No one in my family traveled for business. No one took lavish vacations. I think my grandma even passed away without ever being on a plane in general. And travel just wasn't anything that was in the front of my thought process. And it wasn't until my high school, when I was in high school, I heard about this concept called backpacking Europe. Me and my best friend at the time were like, that sounds like so much fun. We should do that after we graduate, before we go to college. And of course, our parents said no. And so we went to university, but I also at the same time wasn't someone who knew what my career path was going to be. I wasn't like my friends who knew they wanted to be lawyers or teachers, or they knew exactly their path to the career that they wanted to do. I hopped all around the board. I tried different things. I have a lot of interests, a lot of different skills, but nothing was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So it was into my third year university. I was actually changing schools. I was going to Arizona State for 2 years, and I was coming back to the Midwest. And I found a small program in Chicago, and it actually had a hospitality and tourism program. And I was like, travel, that's cool. Who doesn't want to travel, right? So I applied and I got in. And it was during that program that my mind was open to the possibilities of how much I could travel. There was a lot of foreign exchange students who were from Europe and Asia who talked about they've been to 10, 15, 20 plus countries. And being a U.S. citizen, that blew my mind. We are not close to that many countries. that. You can't just go to another country for a day and come back. And so it was that day that I was like, the first day of class, I said, I'm going to travel the world when I graduate in 2 years from now. Like you mentioned, as in my introduction, I was a broke college student. I'm an only child from a single mom, and we were very middle class. We didn't have disposable income for travel. I was living in the busy city, expensive city of Chicago, that I could barely afford my rent. I was using coupons for groceries. I didn't have my car. I was very minimal in what I was able to afford. But something inside me said, when I graduate in 2 years from now, I want to on that backpacking Europe trip. And I did. In 2010, I graduated from university. I was like, I have the time, the freedom. I also was struggling with my mental health at the time. Always have an anxiety disorder growing up. I was experiencing depression at the time. And I just wasn't happy in my mind and in my where I was living and my routine and everything. And I was like, I want to get away. I need to get away. And I thought I'd go for a month and a half to Europe. And I got bit by the travel bug and I came back home. And instead of figuring out my life and settling down, I packed a new bag and I headed to Costa Rica. And then that was the beginning of my journey around the world for the next decade.
Oh, wow. That sounds so cool. There's so many people that work. We had that dream, but mom and dad shut it down.
that happens.
No, it just is what it is. And that's great. So I think that's really, really, really cool. So you traveled the world. What started getting you into, I would like to be a travel coach?
Yeah. So I continued to struggle to figure out what my career path was going to be for many years. I knew what I learned about in my university, the different roles and opportunities. I was living in the big city of Chicago, which is very much a tourism hospitality hub. I didn't like any of those things. I didn't want to work in hotels. I didn't want to be a flight attendant. I didn't want to work for a company that paid me to travel for business. I didn't know what I wanted, but I knew what I didn't want. And then as I was traveling, I traveled during a really prime time in the industry. There was the rise of social media and the rise of travel technology and the impact all of this had on the tourism industry. So I got really unique perspectives on what people liked, what worked, what didn't work. New roles came about, like blogging and influencer and all these other things. And I said, I still don't want to book trips for people. Like, I feel like my options are so limited when I have such a deep passion for travel. And I've been traveling for quite some time now, and I've had tens of thousands of conversations with other travelers. And I knew that travel meant something so deeply and so personal to each and every one of us that wasn't being represented in the tourism industry when it came to how travel was being marketed, planned, booked, sold, talked about. And so I started to find a void in the industry. And I still gave myself, I said, when I'm 30, I'll sit down and kind of figure out my next steps in life. And so I enjoyed my travels in the meantime. And 30 came about, and it was the first time I traveled with a little tablet laptop thing. And I was in the north of Spain in my hostel room, and I opened the laptop and said, how to start an online business? What are people doing online? Like, how do I turn travel into something online? Because I haven't found anything yet. And the coaching industry came up. Not travel coaching didn't come up, but coaching, life, health, wellness, fitness, business coaching. And I was like, wow, this is a really booming industry. I want to be a travel coach. Didn't see it, didn't care, didn't hear about it before, didn't even Google it. Something in my heart said, I want to be a wellness travel coach and I want to focus in business travel because that was an industry I was super interested in studying. And soon after that was in 2018. Soon after that, I started getting other people reaching out online saying, hey, what's a travel coach? Where'd you hear about that? Maybe I want to do it. Maybe I've already been doing it and didn't know. And it clicked again. And I said, I'm going to create the platform for it. And that's when I founded the Travel Coach Network. So that was in late 2018, and we're still growing to today.
So how many travel coaches have you worked with?
So in our flagship program, our travel coach certification program, we have 645. And in our global community, so that's in our newsletter, our private Facebook group, our social channels, we have about 15,000 across everything.
Tell you what, folks, you're going to want to stick with us, and we're going to come back with Marcia Herrera-Rose, and she's going to talk about the steps to become a travel coach. So stick with us. We'll be right back. This is going to be a lot of fun.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. We're having a wonderful show. We're talking with Sahara Rose DeVore. She's a travel coach, and she's going to be talking to us how to become a travel coach. But first, I truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network, AM/FM 247. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live your life of personal and financial freedom. Now, we're going to uplift our spirit today because Sarah's going to help us. Sahara's going to help us with that. So let's start talking about, you know what, somebody wants to become a travel coach. They've got the same bug that you do, and they're like, okay, that's me, whether they're in their 30s, 20s, or they're 65 or 70. What would be like the first step? Or in fact, what is the right attitude to want to do this? Because I know it's not for everybody. And we've, you know, there are people, oh, I'll go try this. You know, let's find out what's the right, what do you really need to have to make this work?
Yeah. So first of all, I'll start with the definition of a travel coach, because a lot of people still don't know what a travel coach is, right? When we say we have a travel business, our mind automatically goes to being a travel agent. And that is not what the Travel Coach Network is. We're not a travel agency. We don't teach travel agents how to become travel agents. But there's a caveat to that. There are a lot of travel agents and advisors who have come into the Travel Coach Network, combine it. So that is a something that we do work with our travel advisors with. But a travel coach is someone who doesn't focus on the booking phase of a trip. Instead, they help people bring awareness to their why for travel, set intentions for their trip. So what are you looking to get out of this? Why do you want to get away in the first place? How do you want to feel before, during, after your trip? What do you want your life to look like? And use travel as a tool in what I call our toolkit for life, for transformation, for healing, for personal growth, for professional development, for self-discovery, clarity, all of these goals and aspirations that we have when we are up at night searching and Googling for destinations to travel to and budget flights to take at the last minute. There's an underlying reason for that why. And so travel coaching brings that to the surface and helps people incorporate travel into their life to whatever degree that looks like for them.
So what you're really saying is you really want to find out the why, and then start helping them create that why. Because a lot of people go and travel and they say, we're going to go here, they're going to go there. But what is it really all about?
Yeah. What is that like? So when you are able to help someone pull back the layers and figure out that why for their trip, they can then make better planning and booking decisions. For example, if someone is saying, I'm feeling burnt out in my job, I'm a busy mom. I put everyone before myself. I've gone through a big career change lately. I've recently lost a loved one. Like, I'm going through a lot and I want a vacation. I need to relax. I need to get away. I need to, I need to feel better. And so there's a lot of reasons what they're looking for. So that mom, that person, that traveler might be looking for reconnection with their inner self, reinvention. Who are they in their next phase in this new career path that they're on? There is, when they're able to make these better decisions or understand more about their trip, they can make decisions on where to go. So maybe this person thought that they wanted to go to Paris because it's been on their bucket list. Their friends have been there. They see beautiful pictures. It's popular. Everyone talks about it. We see Paris everywhere and how wonderful it is. But instead of going to a busy hustle bustle city like Paris, France, maybe at that time, that trip, that person needs something a little bit more off the beaten path, a little bit quieter, a little bit more in nature. There's so many healing benefits that travel can bring for us and nature can bring for us and being in other cultures can bring for us. This is all based on research that exists out there, the mental, emotional, spiritual, social benefits that travel can bring us. Tapping into that and helping those travelers be more intentional on where they go, why they're going there, how they get there, how long they're going for, who they're going with. And then that's where the better planning and more intention on the booking can come into play if you're a travel advisor.
So basically what you're saying is it's really about a memorable experience. So somebody, whether it's decompression, figuring out their life, or just want to really experience something they've never experienced before, why to go to some place, even though it's on a bucket list, that might not be that.
For that time. Yeah. I'm not saying you should never go to Paris, but there should be going to Paris for, in that example, if that person went to Paris, they might have, their anxiety might be heightened. Their stress levels might be heightened. There's a different environment. We often think that travel is what's painted to us all the time, when the reality that it's not. And that's by coming in and working with a travel expert, like a travel coach, is really important to understand like the expectations of where you go. But it's really about providing more meaningful experiences for people versus taking a trip, feeling like you need a vacation from your vacation, having anxiety till you go on to your next trip. Travel coaching is about helping people take what they learned and experienced from that trip and applying it to their life. So now that that individual, that example, that woman can come back feeling more renewed, more connected, more clear, more rested, more relaxed, more with a better plan for her next steps in life versus going back to the same exact feeling you felt when you were searching and booking that flight in the first place.
I'll say this. This is really interesting because my daughter and son just went to Japan with 12 kids or friends. And my daughter lives in a different area. She's up in Boise, but she has, she came back after being with the people who were there and seeing everything there, realizing she was at the wrong place in life, and immediately says goodbye to the boyfriend. I'm leaving Boise. I'm coming back to California. And it took like the whole intention was like, bam, bam, bam. And she's already got a job and she's ready to go. You know, we're talking weeks and everything changed. And she's like really excited about it. And she's really super. So I get what you're saying there, because there's so many people that could have a wonderful experience. And it could be life-changing for them if they had somebody to help them get there.
Yeah. It's not everyone is an avid traveler. There's a reason why travel professionals, travel coaches are who they are and what they do. We have a unique perspective on the industry, on these experiences. And that's why you go to an expert in the first place. And so it's about painting that picture of what could be for that type of traveler. Travel coaches focus in so many different niches. It's absolutely wild, the types of business models and niches that I work with my travel coaches on, and they come to me about, because it's so personal. And this is kind of going to your question on how does someone become a travel coach? Obviously, we have our certification program that certifies travel coaches, but some beginning steps for someone to think about are, what was your own why for travel? What has travel done for you? Why did you start traveling in the first place? And I don't want to hear pretty answers. I don't want to hear pretty answers like, because I like to explore, meet new people, try new food, see new sites. That told me absolutely nothing about why you started traveling or why you ever went on that first trip or took that solo trip or whatever it might be. There's reasons why we travel. I used to do this when I tell about my story. And when I graduated university, I like to say, well, I had time and I graduated school and I didn't have a job yet. So I had the time to travel. Yes, that's true as well. But that wasn't my real why. I needed to get away. I was not not happy in my mind, in my body, in my environment, in my routine. I was not in a good headspace. Didn't think travel was going to give me any answers, but I had a flight reaction and physically flew somewhere else. So there's always a why of what are we looking for and why we're trying to get away. And so tapping into that for yourself as a traveler, as someone who likes to travel, who believes in the benefits, the powers of travel, that is an important first step. And why is because you're trying to figure out from a business standpoint who you could serve, who your ideal clients could be. Oftentimes it starts with how travel has impacted you. What is it that you believe so deeply in about travel? And who needs to hear that? So what kind of aha moments, transformations, changes, revelations has travel brought to your life? Where were you before that happened? And who could possibly benefit from an experience like that that you've had? So that's a beginning point for a lot of people who are starting off as a travel coach. And then after that is just figuring out what your business model is going to be.
Mm-hmm. I can totally see that because we did something with our kids, or actually we sent our kids to Mexico with a group, and it was supposed to be a travel thing, but the goal was to build a home for somebody who doesn't have one. And the goal was transformation for our kids to see what the real world's like and what people who are less fortunate and stuff like that. But you know what? They went from the kind of demanding kid thing to something of, okay, now I appreciate, I've never heard more thank yous after that. Not because they were thanking us for going, but they realized that they have something that somebody doesn't. And they made them appreciate everything they have and what their world is and their friends are and all that much, much more. So I totally get that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Travel can bring us a new sense of gratitude, empathy, compassion, understanding and acceptance of others. It teaches us a lot about ourselves, our strengths and our weaknesses. And it also teaches us a lot about humanity in the world. It gives us these new perspectives. I know as a solo traveler myself, there's a lot of myths and limiting beliefs and ideas that exist out there on it being unsafe and the world, this country is not safe and these type of people are not safe or staying by yourself is not safe or whatever it might be. And beyond just safety, I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't travel as much as I did. And I wouldn't have the type of heart that I have and the understanding that I have if I didn't travel, because I was that person who needed support and comfort and acceptance in someone else's world. And the fact that a stranger would embrace me with open arms and give me help or directions or guidance or a smile and welcomed me even in the slightest bit speaks volumes. And that's what I talk about, taking what it is that you realize and learn. And this could be from like a eco-friendly sustainability perspective. It could be from a helping perspective. It could be about material things. There's so many different things we realize through travel that we can bring back with us. And even if you're not someone who travels to 84 countries, which is crazy, I don't recommend that for everyone, you can shape who you are, what kind of life you have, the type of person you are in your communities, in your family, in your household, as a mother, as a friend, as a parent, all based off of taking a trip.
Hey folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back. And we are talking with Sarah Rose DeVore about how to be a travel coach. We're going to get into those tips pretty soon, so stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I want to do thank you for joining us, sharing us with all your friends and family throughout the world. This has been wonderful. The show keeps growing and growing, and we're very, very thankful for you all. Now, we have Sahara Rose DeVore. She is the CEO and founder of Travel Coach Network. We've been talking about what it takes to become a travel coach, mindset, things like that, and how you help people. And I'd like to just talk about that a little bit more. So, for example, you have the ICF accredited certification program as a travel coach. What's involved with that?
Yeah, so the Travel Coach Certification Program, it started as my way of, as I was building my wellness travel coaching business, to guide and empower and help others put their passion for travel into a travel coaching business structure model. And then over years, I think it was about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, it was accredited by the International Coach Federation, which is an annual thing that we have to do, pay for it. It's a long process. It's very tedious. We chose ICF because it's the gold standards of the gold standards of the coaching industry. So it abides by all of their coaching fundamentals, core competencies, business resource development, and everything. And so the Travel Coach Certification Program is designed to take people from complete scratch. You, of course, can have an idea of or already be a coach of some sort or be a travel business owner of some sort. So it can meet you wherever you are. But if you have no idea and you're just starting off, the program also helps you with that. Figure out what you can do, who you can serve. So I talked a little bit about that, of just getting started. And then once you do figure out your own why, what is your who your ideal client is, what is your core message, it takes you through building a really solid foundation for your business, which is essential for every business. So what is your brand all about? What are your values? What is your brand story? Everything from a strategic standpoint. And then it takes you through how do you build this into an actual business? Like, what are your revenue streams? What do you want to do? And in the Travel Coach Network, just because coach is in the world, we are big believers that you don't have to do one-on-one coaching with people if that's not what you really want to do. We support people to build and craft a business that aligns with their own interests, skills, passions, because you're the one who has to get up and do it every day, right? And there's so many different ways that you can take the concept of travel coaching and build a business. Of course, yes, we do have a lot of travel coaches who work one-on-one with individuals, their unique ideal clients, group coaching, if community support, if connection with like-minded individuals is something that your ideal client needs, then a group coach program could be a great option for you. If you are a travel agent who likes the booking phase of a trip and taking on all of that itineraries and everything, great, combine coaching with that. And that's going to enhance how you better understand your ideal client, how you better market yourself, how you better serve and provide these transformative experiences for your clients and continue a business that makes it authentic and unique to you versus an overly saturated industry that you drown in. We have retreat leaders. We have life coaches. We have tour operators. So whatever it is that you feel like you want to do, that is up to you to figure out, which we help you figure that out through the through working through the program. But we give you all these different ideas to generate revenue. It could look like affiliate marketing. It could look like partnerships. It could look like gaining sponsorships. There's so many different ways that you can take your value, your expertise, what it is you believe in your messaging, and get that to your ideal clients and serve them in a meaningful way. And all the revenue streams, those are the easy part to figure out. And then how do you take that and get visible? We talk about visibility. How do you actually grow your business? So there's so much that we cover, and that's something that sets our program apart from any other coaching industry or coaching program out there, that there's a lot of ICF accredited programs out there, but we're the only one that takes your passion for travel and integrates that into how you can change the lives of others.
So as a travel coach, you can actually be a retreat leader, which means you can lead a number of people to a retreat to get a certain result from that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then if you're just looking to make sure people have a better experience and you're already booking people to do travel and stuff like that, you could use the tools to enhance that and create your presence as somebody who helps people walk through the perfect travel or the perfect vacation or tour or whatever?
Yeah. Travel coaching is essentially, it's like a plug and play model. Like, you're able to take this and build like an actual coaching business, or you can take this and apply it to whatever business model it is that you're interested in. Some people want to, we have travel coaches who go on group trips with their clients, and that's what they like to do. That's how they generate their revenue. We have those who are retreat leaders who like that in-person wellness aspect, transform together. We have those who, like I said, want to create itineraries and book their trips and get commission as a travel advisor as well. We provide so many different opportunities and options through our platform and our partners that we bring in for our travel coaches to sculpt their ideal travel business.
Okay, so that's really great to know. So now let's talk about a little bit, you know, everybody has the question, hey, what can a travel coach make?
Yeah,
and I mentioned there's some big ranges because some people do it more for fulfillment than anything else, or an enhancement to their business. So there, people are like, hey, what would be the ranges here?
Yeah, that's when it comes to pricing, I think if you ask anything in the coaching world, that's really hard because everyone is going to have a different business model. Everyone brings different skills and value to the table. And everyone has a different type of ideal client. So I know for me as a wellness travel coach, my business model was to work with companies to stand on stages and speak and present. So I didn't want to work with individuals. But if we're talking about just like from a coaching standpoint, usually, again, it's going to depend on what is the value, what is the journey that you're taking your client on. If you're, we have travel coaches who work with individuals who are wanting to completely move abroad. So that is a long journey between when they first work with them to them selling everything, getting ready, choosing a destination, testing things out, and moving abroad. We have people who take help people take travel experiences that help them with a mindset or empowerment. That's a journey. So if we talk about transformation, that takes time as well. So as a travel coach, you have to figure out what's your process from point A to point Z, from working with your client to the results or outcomes that you're helping them achieve. Take a look at that, and then you have to put a price to that. There are travel coaches who then create programs, signature programs. I've heard of travel coaches who have like $5,000 signature programs that are like 3 month long, intense, teaching people how to be able to figure out how they can travel on their own without spending an arm and a leg. There's so many different topics that travel coaches help people with. So it's all very specific to that. Running retreats can be very lucrative, incorporating travel coaching into that. There are people who make, you can make like 10 to 12,000 off of a 8-person retreat. So it's really specific to the business models.
Okay. So no, that's great. Cause you know what? I'm going to bet there are people who maybe a little bit older, but want to create a part-time income, mm-hmm. and they can use travel coaches. And then others are like yourself who are, hey, this is my full-time gig. This is what I want to do. I want to live this. I want to grow this. I want to be passionate about it. And I want to see a result with people, and obviously can make 10, 12, 15 times more. So I just, the question was there and I thought the viewers would love to hear that.
No, it's a great question. People ask all the time. It's always just really hard from my perspective to say anything because like I'm running through all my different travel coaches in my mind and what they do and who they serve and what they charge. So mm-hmm. it's such a range. And it depends if you do like talk about one-on-one to group. But like I said, there's ones that stand out and they make 3 to 5,000 in one signature program, coaching program they've designed for travelers. So mm-hmm. anything is possible. And that's really, again, up to the value that you're providing.
Well, that's great. That's great. It just, allows people to know that there's a wide range of, what you can make, what you can do because it's your business. So whether you're getting started or at the end of your career, you want something extra, it's all there for you. It just depends on how you want to create that and craft that. Yeah, so. Absolutely. So folks, hey, stick with us. We're right back. We're going to come back with Sahara Rose DeVore, and she's going to be giving us some travel tips. So stay with us. You're going to love the next segment.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I do want to thank you all for attending today, joining us today, and learning about how to be a travel coach. But right now, we're going to be talking about some travel tips. So we have Sahara here. She's, you know, at budget-friendly travel tips. She knows them all. She's lived them all for 10 years, so she should be able to give us some good stuff. So let's start with, you know, I heard this is big, but choosing a hub airport. How is that important when it comes to travel?
Yeah, sometimes people don't often think about this. And so as you can imagine, being able to travel to 84 countries on my own dime without running out of money and without, you know, being a multimillionaire starting off with my adventures, I had to get creative on how I'm able to afford it. And so one of my favorites is a hub airport. A hub airport essentially is like an international airport. They're more likely going to be a lower cost. And how you can play around and figure that out is, one, you can tell if you're like, for example, I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're not at a hub airport. I would go to O'Hare, which is, you know, less than 2 hour drive away. My flight would be cheaper from there than if I flew out of Milwaukee. But what you can do is go to your, whatever you usually fly out of, or your hometown non-hub airport, and put in wherever you're trying to go and look at the layover. Wherever the layover is going to be, that's going to be a hub airport, most likely. And so then if you change the price and then go to the hub airport to wherever it goes, if it's in a close area, or that tells you where you should fly into. So I would just recommend looking up hub airports. Whenever I flew to, let's say, Asia, I flew into Osaka. So I would just compare like the Osaka, Tokyo, Kyoto airports. When I flew to Europe for the first time, I chose Dublin. I found Dublin, Amsterdam, and Barcelona. So try to look wherever you are trying to start off. Or when I traveled, I would kind of start in one region and venture my way over. So I wouldn't be flying all the way over here if I'm trying to start here. But look at what hub airports would cost less for you. And that's also how I'm able to get from, like, I flew to London down to Bali one time. So I flew in between, saw that there's a layover in Singapore. So I just booked a flight from London to Singapore, which is cheaper, and then Singapore to Bali, which is cheaper, and then spent time in Singapore. So there's different ways to kind of work it around it if you pay attention to the hub airports. And that's okay, if you're able to. I know for us, we have like a $12 bus ride I can take that drops us off right in front of the O'Hare airport from Milwaukee. So all I'm doing is cheaper flight out of O'Hare, and I just paid $12 for a coach bus there.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's better than an Uber.
Yeah. if the money doesn't add up, then don't do it. But take some time to play around to see if it makes more sense to fly in and out of a hub airport.
One of the things that people have heard about is something called everywhere options. To where, you know what, they're just kind of like throwing the dart at the board and see who's cheapest, or, you know, how does that work?
Yeah. So one of the platforms that I really like using to kind of discover where to go, even if I don't use it to book my flights, is Skyscanner. I've always used this throughout traveling, and they have, and I think other platforms obviously have this as well, but this was one of the first ones that I was using. I have an everywhere option. So I would put in like Milwaukee or O'Hare, there. And then you hit that instead of as the departure, and then for arrival, just select the everywhere option. And then that will categorize it by price, lowest to highest, and then look at the destination and see if any of those, based off of your price range, your budget, would you want to travel to.
So it's called Everywhere Scanner?
No, skyscanner.com is the website, but they have, it's called Everywhere is the option for the departure or for the arrival, like where you're flying into.
No problem. That's awesome. So basically all you had to do is say, hey, I'm flying from here. What's the cheapest?
Yeah. Like where, and then you can break it. It tells you the country, and then you can break it down into city when you, look on there. But if you don't know where to go and you're open to it and you want to stay within a certain budget, that's one trick that you can use for that.
No, I actually think that's really cool, because if you're trying to figure out where to go, you can do that and say, hey, well, it looks cool. And you can obviously go the cheapest option. Okay. And now what about, you know, bubbly, budget friendly hotels, Airbnbs, things like that? What's the best way to work that? Because those are expensive.
Yeah, obviously when I was backpacking, I stayed at a lot of hostels for various reasons. And hostels has a very bad rap to it. They're actually really, they can be some really incredible places, which is a really great opportunity to meet people as well. Especially as a solo traveler, you don't always have to feel alone. And it's just an inviting place that you can have great, you know, it's very nice to your budget. And so I tend to use the word like hostel kind of interchangeably with budget accommodation sometimes, because hostel also can mean a private room somewhere. So I've stayed in hotels. Again, it depends on where you're traveling in the world. Some regions, some cities are going to be a lot more expensive or more affordable than others. So the more expensive the city is going to be, I'm going to probably be sharing a room with a couple people, or which I know is not for everyone, but there's other options for that. Or I can get a private hotel room somewhere for a lot cheaper of a price versus in New York City or, you know, Sydney, Australia, you're going to be charged a lot more. So it really depends. And I would also go with my feeling. Like, am I feeling social? Do I want to stay with people? What does my budget look like for how long I'm traveling right now or where I am? Or do I want time to myself? Do I want to feel pampered? Do I need my alone time? Do I want a TV? All of that good stuff. And then within that, I mean, I book also a lot of apartments and condos that can save a lot more than a hotel room, which I just did the other day. I'm flying to Salt Lake City on Monday for a conference, and the hotel it's hosted at and the hotels around it were quite pricey. And though I wanted a hotel vibe, I opted for a condo, and it was like a third of the price. So it's, you know, it has its perks and its benefits. So booking.com is something I really like to use now for accommodations, and they give you a wide range of options on there. When I looked at hostels, I used hostelworld.com.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we stayed in London, right next to where all the embassies are, but we stayed at an Airbnb, and all the hotels were five times what the Airbnb was, but it was nice. It was really nice. So we were very, 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 very happy. Plus, we were walking distance from everywhere, which was great. Yeah. So I love that advice. So when it comes to things like ground transportation, buses, all that kind of stuff, everybody's used to taking an Uber or driving. What's the most inexpensive way to do that?
Well, the first thing is to walk. I think people underestimate walking when they're traveling. I can understand if you're on a time frame, like on a strict schedule, which I wouldn't recommend for any sort of vacation. But when you walk around, you get a lot of exercise. Two, you also get to see a lot more than you would pass by in a car. I have stumbled across some of the most beautiful street art, shops, markets, vendors, because I was walking. And so if you really want to take some time and enjoy and get the most out of a place, I would recommend walking. And beyond that, it really depends on where you're trying to go. When I was in Europe, of course, they have budget flights, but sometimes the fees for that can add up depending on how much luggage you have. I really love ground transportation. I love the buses. So there's like FlixBus.com, which I think Flix just actually is in the US now. There's GoRio.com. There's different websites where you can find beautiful coach buses that are a fraction of the price that can get you to your destination. So I took that Flix bus in particular a lot when I was traveling in Europe. And the same thing went out throughout Asia. I took a lot of bus rides as well. And that's also a way to be immersed more in the culture, to meet other people. So it's really more of like your travel style you have to figure out as well. Do you want more to be sheltered? Do you want private? Do you want all of that? Or are you open to more of an experience? And not saying that it's a crazy experience that you're going to have, but just to be more open-minded to, you know, what you could experience there.
Cool. Hey, Sahara, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. If somebody is looking to reach out to you to become a travel coach or find out information or get your certificate, how can they go about getting a hold of you?
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me. It was such a joy to talk with you. You can find us at thetravelcoachnetwork.com or The Travel Coach Network across all of our social platforms. Or myself, I am Sahara Rose, The Travel Coach, across all the platforms as well.
Thank you. Hey, I appreciate you being here today and sharing your information, your story, and the helpful travel tips, which everybody loves. And with that, I wish you all well. Folks, stick with us. We're right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Sahara Rose DeVore, the CEO of the Travel Coaching Network. If you're interested in that, hey, please go to her website, check that out. She was wonderful, especially with those tips for budget-friendly travel. And folks, just one more thing here. You know, we have had this U.S.-China thing, all that uncertainty for the last 3 or 4 months. But keep in mind, U.S.-China stuff is not a deal. It's just a truce. And they're going to revisit that. And if things are going well in 90 days, it's going to extend it for another 90 days. So until it has an absolute definite resolution and you have an agreement there, we're still going to see some volatility. But with that said, and that's why I wanted to coach this. You know what? The vibe here in the world is, you know, after months of that volatility, the global markets, you know, seem to beginning to normalize. Recent trade agreements, particularly this U.S., China, Europe nations improving dynamic with China. And you know what? The vibe, and it's been positioned as something that's creating some stability and optimism. Seems like a lot of people are breathing easier, and the horizon for the next 3, 5, 7 years, again, once is visible, okay? Now, many of our newest clients are realizing the value of reflection. And I bet you many people are listening to me now. The value of reflection is big. They're reaching, you know, familiar portfolio levels. Remember from past promises, you know, they say things, if I ever get back to this point, I won't make the same mistake again. And it's a sentiment we all share. And quite frankly, folks, it's one worth acting on. So now is the time to lean into smart income planning, strategic Roth conversions, and a reliable path forward. Learning from past missteps is valuable, but more importantly, applying those lessons is even more critical, because you know the old adage, keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same result. Last thing you need to be is in a position where, hey, everything's going good, and all of a sudden the market drops again, but it's at the wrong time, putting you in a situation where you have to stop your life, not buy things that you want, cut back on, you know, in that upset of life, okay? So now is the time, like I said, to lean into smart income planning, strategic Roth conversions, and a reliable path forward. Learn from past missteps. Again, it's valuable. By applying those lessons, it's even more critical. Higher for longer interest rates, once a concern, may actually help fulfill long-term goals for disciplined investors. If you're looking ahead with a purpose, quite frankly, folks, you're in the right place. This is the right time. If you'd like some help, you can obviously reach out to us. We have a whole team that can help you with things like that. As part of Saving with Steve, we do provide financial advice. But, you know, I just wanted to share that with you. I hope you all have a wonderful week ahead of you. Look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks again for being with here on Saving with Steve and sharing this with your friends and family. I appreciate all of our affiliates. And again, you know what? All the networks we work with, whether it's BBS Network, UK Health Radio, 24/7 Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks, they're all dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. With that, I wish you well. We'll see you next time on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.